This project was made by Duke freshman Georgia Young for a class studying modernism and mental difference. It has been titled Labels, and is made from white paper and black cardboard. The paper has been placed on pieces of laminate. It is about the size of a shoebox. We see layers of cut-out paper shapes overlapping one another within the box, backlit by a yellow-toned light. The laminate reflects the light slightly. Starting from the back, the first layer is a silhouette of a woman from the Renaissance, is placed on the right side at about 3 o'clock. She is wearing a dress and carrying a closed umbrella, with the tip of the umbrella pointing towards her feet. The next layer, in front of the woman, are two people arguing. The piece is on the left, with the head of the slightly taller person at 7 o'clock and the head of the slightly shorter person at about 6 o'clock. On the body of the shorter person, the letters spelling nuts are cut out in all capital letters. The next layer, in front of the arguing pair, is a silhouette of a soldier, at about 3 o'clock, holding a gun. The soldier's gun is held right next to his face. Cut out above the barrel of the gun is the word insane in all capital letters. The next layer is a cutout of a double-stranded DNA helix, spanning the left-hand border of the box. Pasted on top of the helix cutout are capital letters spelling mad. The next layer is made of slightly thicker paper which does not let any light through. This piece spans the bottom quarter of the box. On this piece, people are standing with their hands up and their elbows slightly bent. Only their torso and above are visible. The torsos are connected to one another, so that only heads, shoulders, and arms are clearly cut out. Cut out of the torsos are the capital letters spelling the word dangerous. The final layer is made of translucent tissue paper which lets light through easily and reflects the shadows created by the pieces behind it. This layer is large, capital letters spelling out the word crazy and slightly obscures the layers behind it. The effect overall is slightly chaotic, with many layers to focus on at once.